so often, just when I'm alone. I can't help the longing I'll feel when he moans. He's a jag, he's a jag, he's a jaguar. He's a jag, he's a jag, he's a jaguar. He's a jag, he's a jag, he's a jaguar. He's a jag, he's a jag, he's a jag.
There, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and hopefully you can hear me. Let's see, it's been a really wild and crazy week already, and it's only halfway through. Oh, God. Anyway, my guest canceled on me again at the last minute, so I'm sort of in the situation where I guess I'm going to do open lines and just talk about stuff that's going on. So I guess that's where we're at. Let me see. Sandra Sabatini was supposed to be my guest. She, I don't know, she's in litigation with the hotel or something over the conference, et cetera, et cetera. And I guess that is the story. There's a lot more to that story, and maybe someday we'll get it. In the meantime, I guess she's also trying to put something together where the speakers do something for free, which is always a thrill for a speaker. But we'll see how that goes. let's see. The phone number here, if you'd like to call in, is 218-339-8525. And we'll just take calls and see what's going on with you out there and people that have been listening to Camelot. If you are there and you have been disappointed, I'm very sorry about the situation here with regard to my guest. This is a very unpredictable time, and people will know that I had my car broken into about a week ago, and it's taking me – well, it's taken me about 5 days or whatever to try to put my life back together in terms of credit cards and all that nonsense. But it was a good learning experience because I actually have to learn to travel a lot lighter with fewer credit cards and fewer anything kinds of things, I guess. This was not a Camelot plot or any kind of, you know, New World Order plot, other than probably the dark side having a bit of fun trying to distract me from the sort of situation at hand. And so I guess that, you know, in a certain sense they did, because I'm constantly working to close all accounts, and I don't know, I have more passwords now than that I had to change. Maybe 10 or 15 passwords, and so it's actually been a logistical challenge. But they didn't get away with much. I get reimbursed for what they did steal. And luckily I didn't have much money anyway, so they didn't have much to steal. that's the situation with that. What else? This weekend, starting on Thursday, actually, I'm going to be helping to film these talks that are going to be given by my Matthew Stein and my guest that I actually had on last week, Richard Allen Miller, fascinating individual who has a experience in black projects back in, I believe it's the 60s, basically, possibly going into the 70s. And not sure how many years, you know, further than that. He then sort of broke away from black projects to become a farmer and became sort of an herb farmer and specializes in that. And I guess if you go to his website, you'll find it quite fascinating. That's, again, his name is Richard Allen Miller. And it's on the front page of Camelot, in case you haven't been there. But if you scroll down, you'll see the details about the workshop that he and Matthew Stein are giving this weekend. as it happened, I was invited to be their guest, and then they also wanted me to film. I would like to do, I'm going to be doing a Camelot interview with both of them because it's a great opportunity to do so. And so we're going to be doing that as well. And other people are invited down. If you're listening to this and you didn't know about it and you'd like to come, it's in Reno. You know, hotel rooms are pretty cheap there. So, and I think the actual entrance fee is pretty cheap. What Richard Alan Miller will be teaching are psi techniques that supposedly, according to what he said on my radio show, he actually beat people like Ingo Swann back in the day, and because his technique was superior to the technique that Ingo was using to access, you know, sort of hidden information and in kind of a quasi remote viewing type of way, but it's not really remote viewing. He doesn't call it that, and he doesn't use procedures from remote viewing either. And so it that's kind of fascinating, and we're going to go learn that technique from him. He's taught astronauts and Navy SEALs, I guess, in the past, the technique, and as well as used it himself. He's a very, as I say, a very interesting guy. His website is Richard Alan Miller. So if you're interested at all in learning more about him, I suggest you go to his website. He's got several books for sale, and then you can also possibly come down and join us there. It should be a lot of fun. We expect a lot of Camelot people to be in attendance. And I know he was getting, his phone was kind of ringing nonstop ever since I interviewed him, he told me. So that's kind of fun. And let's see, let me give you the access number to phone in. It's again 218-339-8525. 218-339-8525. I am going to do open lines because we simply have had a cancellation again, and we've got a caller, so let me see what this is about. Hi there. This is Carrie Cassidy from Project Camelot.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Tom from Ventura, California.
Okay.
And I've been listening to you for quite a while, and I'm really glad that you're safe. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering if you ever thought about doing another interview with Dr. Peterson.
Well, Dr. Peterson does not want to do another interview with me because he actually, I got a death threat as a result of the section that I did on that interview, in case you don't know that.
No, is that the one with Ryan?
Well, it's the one that was done by myself, Bill Ryan, and David Wilcock. All three of us interviewed him.
Right, right.
You know, there was a three-part section. It was like a six-hour interview altogether, and he's extremely eloquent and a very loves to talk. So there was no problem actually having an interview. He talked the entire weekend to us, and then he did the interview. So that's kind of what happened with that. When we got to my section, because of the way I asked questions, where he was denying certain things. What happens is that in the denial, people were able to tell kind of what was really the truth behind what he was saying. And basically what happened is he tried to, he vetted the interview with the Pentagon, who he supposedly reports to even to this day. And they, I guess, were not happy with the interview, but they couldn't say to us, take this out, take that out, because when you do that, obviously we know it's true, right?
Correct.
And so, they're kind of in a catch-22 when they want to vet an interview by somebody. In his case, what they wanted to do was they told me, they basically tried to get him, and he then tried to get me to eliminate my section. So of all three sections, you can be sure that mine contains the most important information, just to be blunt about it. As a consequence, he does not ever want to do an interview with me again, and that's fine with me, actually. You know, there was it was interesting. I mean, whistleblowers have sort of a very complex psychology and a lot of mind control going on. And in his case, that's just as true as with other people. And so he really wanted to do the interview, wanted to meet with us, invited us to his house. We spent, like I said, 2-3 days, and then he actually, I guess, came to kind of regret it simply because he got in hot water over the interview. But he didn't really violate any security oaths per se, but he did talk about close enough about things that if you're smart and you read between the lines, you can learn a great deal from that interview.
Correct.
Enough, I would say that Richard Allen Miller is really another Pete Peterson. This guy that I interviewed last week, and he is so similar to Peterson in certain ways in terms of personality type. It's really fascinating, and hopefully not every way, but I will say that he's brilliant, and he's a physicist, and as is Peterson, extremely brilliant. I don't think Peterson's a physicist, but they both are science based. And they both have worked for black projects, and they both can talk for hours without stopping, and very eloquently, very intelligently, and have a fountain of knowledge between them. So if you want another interview like that, I'm going to be doing one this weekend that will probably be, you know, that kind of thing, just different subjects.
Is that Friday?
I'm sorry?
Friday. Is that Friday, the interview, the next one you're talking about?
I don't know. We may do it Friday if that works, you know, if the logistics work out. He's doing a workshop over the weekend. I believe his workshop, the way that he does it is, you know, he and Matthew Stein are splitting the time. So Matthew Stein will do some. I think I heard from someone Matthew Stein was on Saturday, and then Richard, he goes by the name of Rick Miller will be on Sunday. But maybe that's not correct. If you go to the front page of my website, which I actually could do myself right now and take a look. There's a sort of semi-schedule if you scroll down. There's also some autobiography there where Rick talks about himself and his background in Black Projects slightly, which is quite interesting. So you should go to my blog and just scroll down, and you'll come across it. That's okay.
I was going to say what I thought was sort of interesting with the Peterson. One thing he said was Obama had a meeting with a closed door with Congress on the third time in history that has happened. And they said when they told him what it was about, he had to sit down. Do you recall that?
Yes, I actually do recall it. I don't recall the part about him sitting down, but I do recall the closed door meeting that was talked about in Congress as well. That the Congress was part of a closed door meeting.
Yeah, I thought, you know, I was just curious what you might have, if you have a inkling of what that might have been about.
I think that was back in 2011. I may have that wrong. Maybe it was 2010. You know, the years are kind of whizzing by at this point.
Well, sure.
But at any rate, I don't have an idea. It's too much water under the bridge since that time, I have to say, for me to know what that specific meeting was about. I don't think at the time we got any real, other than what was leaked on the internet, which had to do with, you know, sort of impending earth changes and things like that. It's possible, you know, I mean, you can conjecture all night and all day about what that was about.
Sure.
And in fact, I just did a live event with some people would have heard it called UFO Wars, Nanotech, and the AI, which I'm going to do a second part with because Anthony Sanchez had to cancel because he got suddenly very ill and had to go to the hospital. He's fine again now. But this is par for the course when Camelot tries to interview Anthony because Anthony gets nothing but death threats. And for some reason, they let him talk to other people to some degree. But when I try to talk to him, they really try to interfere.
Well, you know what? You're very aggressive, and you ask the hard questions, and you don't give anybody any slack, which I appreciate, and I know that can affect how things are with you, but I really appreciate. I wish, you know, how come none of these media people ask, for instance, like Clinton? Why did you do away with the Glass-Steagall Act? That is huge, huge. And why don't they put that back? You know, that has to do with the commercial banks. That is one of the reasons we're in this mess. And nobody, I never see anybody talk about that. That is this huge. I mean, it was LaRouche. He's been on that. He says that's one of the big things that affected this.
Yeah, I understand. Good point. And you know, but you have to understand that this is a rabbit hole. We can have you hold if you'd like, or we can let you go either way. We're going to commercial right this minute. Thank you.
Are chemtrail geoengineering programs changing our weather and destroying our environment? Why in the world are they spraying?
They want to create a storm in the southeast, then they'll start engineering out over the North Pacific. That's where the trailies will be.
Find out why critics are calling Why in the World Are They Spraying the most important film that is revolutionizing the environmental movement. Go to whyintheworldarethespraying.com for more information.
It's just going to get worse until the point where we're not going to be able to grow anything at all unless it's a Monsanto genetically modified abiotic stress resistant seed.
Why in the World Are They Spraying? New international version with languages available from around the world. Go to whyintheworldarethespraying.com for more information.
It's all about money, and weather is another form of commoditizing, a way the Central Command Group can commoditize another form of our life.
Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
As many of you know, I promote my bullion business, Drockton Bullion, on a regular basis. I created Drockton Bullion to make sure that you were prepared for the economic collapse that will shortly befall not just the United States, but literally the entire globe. As you know, silver has increased in value almost 1,000% since 2000, and gold has gone up at least 600%. Drockton Bullion specializes in helping you find everything from 90% silver coins that were minted before 1964, 0.999% pure silver rounds, silver eagles, gold bars, gold coins, and everything else that you need for your bullion needs. But more importantly, you get me, Paul Drockton, to consult with, to talk with, to help you, to guide you through the purchasing process. Totally, Drockton Bullion has made millions in sales, my friends. We know what we're doing, and we can help you.
The year 2012 brings an ending and a new beginning to social, political, economic, and geological cycles for America and the world. The living prophecy that we are now voyaging through has many names ascribed to it. The Hopi say it's the closing of the fourth world of destruction, moving into the fifth world of peace. The Maya declare that we enter the fifth world age, the age of the center. All common themes in the array of prophecy that we are processing and purifying all the imbalances of the dying world age. We are transiting an era founded on duality, and we have turned away from the Great Spirit, resulting in greed, corruption, blind materialism, and disconnection from each other and Mother Earth. Collectively, we are poised at the brink of a world age rebirth in which we enter new domains of consciousness and manifestation, redeeming all the previous ages. Let's all join together to bring the vision of peace and love into reality, because we are the future, we are the heroes, and that we are who we have been waiting for.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Okay, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we are doing open lines as a necessity here because of our situation where we got a cancellation again at the last minute. So you're just going to have to listen to me rant if you're at all interested. And I don't know if we still have the caller on the line. He was asking about the Glass-Steagall Act. Caller, are you there still?
Yes, Kathy. Yes, I am.
Okay.
There was gonna. What's your opinion on this character Drake?
Okay. Well, Drake is a. I don't know. He seems on the one hand to believe in what he says. I think he possibly has a good intention behind what he does. However, I do think he's being misled often, and although that's not so rare in this sector, you know, we're really dealing with a lot of very powerful concepts and changing trajectory, changing timelines, and so the idea that a person would be confused and probably say things they probably shouldn't be saying out on the air, especially if they're a public person, it's not all that unusual or strange under the circumstances that we're living at this time, in my view. I think people should be a little more, I don't know, maybe patient or forgiving or whatever you want to call that for the characters out there. A lot of people, not just Drake, make big promises, make big suppositions, big guesses about what they think is going to happen in the future, and it simply does not happen the way they say it's going to. In fact, it often doesn't happen at all, and maybe in another timeline. So then they look stupid, and they look like somebody who doesn't know what the hell they're doing or thinking, and they're being misled. Sometimes they really are legitimately being misled. I know that he's in touch with some ex-military and maybe current military behind the scenes. I also know that he's in touch with patriot groups, such as the one Pete Peterson's involved in. It's a quasi-military / Pentagon / patriot group. And the fact that I'm even mentioning them probably ringing all bells all over the hell, you know, right now. You know, it's a wild, woolly universe right now, and I have to say that the funny thing about it is, as bizarre as it is, or at least appears to be on the surface to people who have some of the picture, I can assure you that the real picture is even more bizarre and more.
Oh, I'm sure. And that's one thing I can count on you to give the truth as much as you can. There's not too many other people, and I listen to quite a bit of different people, different shows, and I think you're, I really believe that sometimes you do take your situation, it can be very dangerous, but your attitude doesn't stop you, and your aggression to find the truth is... If we have more people like this or like you, I think we could fix what's going on. And I do worry about you, to be honest with you, but I appreciate you.
Thank you.
I was going to also ask you one more thing.
Sure.
Do you believe that Bin Laden was killed in December of 01 from dialysis?
Well,
or kidney failure.
I think he was taken out. I think he was killed. What I heard was that he was killed by a team that went in after him, and I don't think it was 2001. I thought it was 2002, if I recall. But he certainly, and that's around when he died. But. I'm sure he had kidney problems, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, he was working for them for a really long time anyway. This is what happens. They turn these guys into fall guys eventually. And in many ways, that's what Gordon Neville was, who just passed on.
Yeah.
I would say he was around that time, you know, give or take maybe several months or even as much as a year, but it was around that time.
So you believe that the other Obamas was a stage?
Oh, completely. Absolutely.
Yeah. And how about those Navy Six SEALs
that were killed
in the helicopter? I mean,
exactly.
Why would you put so many of them on one helicopter?
Exactly. First of all, I'm told that I hear they don't do that purposely so that this sort of thing doesn't happen. And I have it from even in the background, you know, the intel that I have is they took them out. They took them out because they didn't want them to talk.
Exactly.
They couldn't afford to have them talk. This is all also gets into the Brock Brader stuff where, you know, nobody's going to believe this guy, no matter what he says. I may not appreciate some of the things he's done and said, but I can tell you that, you know, in terms of him being a SEAL and violating his orders, et cetera, in Iraq. This seems to check out. So I Navy SEALs out there. I mean, it's interesting. I actually, that's going to be one of the questions I'll be asking Richard Allen Miller because he used to train SEALs and I think he himself was a Navy SEAL. So, he will be an interesting person to talk to about that. I don't know if he'll hold to the party line or not on that kind of a subject.
Well, I've read about Howard Duff. He's still on it, and he said he had documents and that.
Howard Duff, you mean Gordon?
Well, Veterans Today.
That's Gordon Duff.
Gordon Duff, I'm sorry, yes. And I read his role and what he believed, and he said he had documents. And so I don't know how you feel about that, that site.
I'm sorry. What about Gordon Duff and his documents?
He talked about Bin Laden being killed and he's been dead since 01 and
right.
that the Navy SEALs, they were killed for the same reason you just said, so they won't talk.
I mean, Gordon often tells the truth, surprisingly, on Veterans Today. And he does mix it with some disinfo from time to time, but he's one of the few people out there that are really telling the truth about anything. So I don't know. For me, that's a good thing.
Well, what do you think about Stu Webb and Steve Stone? Do you trust them?
Are you talking about
Stu Webb? Mm-hmm.
Okay, because you said, okay, Stu Webb.
Oh, I thought, is it Jim Stone that talked about the Japanese event, saying that it was a nuclear? Yes. Do you believe them?
They're completely different people. They don't really have anything to do with one another. Stu Webb is, I've had him. I've done interviews with him. I have had live events with him. Stu is a very passionate individual. I don't necessarily always agree with him. I think that most of his information is quite good, a lot of the time. But I think that, he's very swayed by passion. So it's kind of... It's rather easy to sort of lead somebody along if they're overly passionate. So I believe he really believes in what he's doing. I think he's trying to do the best. I think he's trying to discover the truth, and that's all we can really ask anyone to do.
He really gave some good information on the Bushes. I've seen them all, and sometimes I'm afraid to say what I think on the phone, but I've always knew the Bushes were no good. I think they're one of the worst or evil people in the world. And, they bought a 100,000-acre ranch in Paraguay, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I do. By the way, I'm getting a background piece of information here. And caller, thank you for coming on the call with me here. I do appreciate it. I'm going to have to let you go to see if we can go down some roads with some other people here.
Sure.
But I
appreciate it.
Thank you for coming on the show. I really do appreciate it. And it's been great to talk to you.
Thank you. And take care of yourself.
Thanks. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Hello. Okay, I guess maybe I was disconnected. I don't know if you heard any of that, so I'll start over again. I have some intelligence here from a source behind the scenes, and he is saying the following. The Israeli Prime Minister is going to be facing criminal charges soon for stealing nuclear bomb material from America. Anyway, that's sort of a back channel, whistleblower piece of information that's coming through. I have to say that there is a book out there that I was reading a while back, trying to remember the author's name. I think his first name is Gordon. It might come to me, but at any rate, it is about how the nuclear industry came together in Israel. And indeed, they did sort of go back channel with American intelligence agencies and into nuclear, plants here in America. They put Israelis on those nuclear plants. It's all written about in this investigative journalist's book on Israel. So this is actually very old news. Saying that the prime minister is going to be facing criminal charges, I don't know. That's sort of an interesting statement. I'm not sure where it's going to come from, where that – it is very interesting because right now we have white hats that are also saying the same thing, that – certain people are going to go up on trial. They're always talking. Various people are talking about arrests of bankers. And the trouble is, who is doing the arrests? That's where you really have to kind of drill down. Do we have a group that is together enough to go out and actually do things counter to the people in power without being killed themselves. And saying that the Israeli prime minister is going to go up on charges for stealing nuclear material is when that was done years and years and years ago in order to establish the Israeli nuclear industry. And again, it's written about by this investigative journalist. And if I can remember his name, it would be a really great day. But maybe on the break, I'll have time to investigate and think about it. I can probably find his name. He's a very well-known investigative journalist, and he wrote a book about Israel. It's probably around 10 years old. It might be a little less. And it details some of this background, sort of the background of the early Mossad and so on and so forth. What the hell? This is going on all the time, from what I understand. I also have a back channel information about a nuclear bomb that was, the British gave it to South Africa, and then it got sold to, Oman or something. And, then from there it went to parts unknown. I mean, they are always fooling around with weapons and buying and selling of weapons of uranium. I'm sure, what did they say? Plutonium grade uranium, and so on. So this kind of thing is going on. That movie, I think it was called Year of the Gun. Maybe I have that title wrong. Anyway, with Nicolas Cage, great movie. Kerry Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you completely fed up with being dependent on those fat cat electricity monopolies that raise your rates again and again? Are you terrified about how you'll keep your home and family safe when a power crisis happens? 123/power.com has set up a free video presentation that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they are, incompetent lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. The video at 123/power.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret to slash your power bill and beat the electricity monopoly for good. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123/power.com and discover one weird trick to cut your power bill and protect your home. Easy to remember, 123/power.com. Go watch the video now before they shut it down. Again, that's 123/power.com.
I have this feeling, man, because you know there's a handful of people actually run everything. That's true. It's provable. Handful, very small elite run and own these corporations, which include the mainstream media. I have this feeling who's ever elected president, like Clinton was, no matter what your promises you promise on the campaign trail, blah, 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 when you win, you go into this smoky room with the 12 industrialists, capitalists, scum f***s who got you in there, and you're in this smoky room, and this little film screen comes down. And a big guy in a cigar rolled the film. And it's a shot of a Kennedy assassination from an angle you've never seen before. that looks suspiciously off the grassy knoll. And then the film, the screen goes up, and the lights come up, and they go to the new president. Any questions? Just what my agenda is. First we bomb Baghdad. You got it.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
Practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
Hi, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio, and having a wild time this evening. We're doing open lines, and I can say that I did discover that information about how Israel got the bomb, so to speak, and that was all written about in a book called Gideon's Spies by Gordon Thomas, so I had his first name right, and I encourage you to read the book. It's actually kind of a fascinating story. Now we've got a couple people holding on the line, so I'm going to just go to those people. Let's see if this works. Okay, you are on the air with Carrie Cassidy, and your area code is 505.
Hey, Carrie.
Hey.
So glad to be on your show. Huge fan. And I just love been such a looking at your work for a while now, and just such amazing work you and Bill have been doing over the years, and so I'm really just wanted to give you those kudos and let you know I'm glad to be on with you.
Oh well, thank you. I appreciate that. So, did you have anything you wanted to kind of talk about or anything?
Yeah, for sure. I guess one of the things that strikes me is going back over all the various interviews that you've done over the years is that I'm sure that at least and especially on some of the older stuff there's been more new information come to light and possibly information that is potentially contradicting, and I know you must have been piecing together a much more coherent view of things over the years. And I don't know, I was just wondering if there's any resources out there that you've put together or honestly, if you ever wanted any help doing anything like that, to try to compile the stuff in, cause I noticed you have lots of different websites, but yeah, is there any way, is there any place where you can go to kind of say, yeah, this interview was cool at the time, but we kind of think this person wasn't really who they said they were, because I know there's got to be some percentage of those people over the years that just turned out to be crackpots or something.
Well, that's an interesting sort of notion. I have to say that the Project Camelot really had a great deal of, I don't know if you want to call it luck or fortuitous, I don't know, good fortune or something, whatever you want to call it. We came to the fore at a time when it was really a crucial time when people wanted to come out and talk about stuff, and the crackdown that we're experiencing at this moment wasn't really enforced quite as much, and a lot of whistleblowers were coming to the fore, and they came to talk to us. And we were very careful the whole time that we were doing interviews to select people that we both agreed were people that people should hear from. Now, what is contained in the testimonies of the individuals, some of that may not be correct, and may not have been correct even at that time. And we may even have questioned it at that time. But what it meant when we did an interview back, well, over the years, was that for all intents and purposes, at least when Bill and I were partners in Camelot, because we had to agree on who we selected, that we really did end up standing behind the testimony in the sense that it was something that people needed to hear. From that point, we didn't try to reach conclusions for people. We really felt that they should do thinking on their own, that they should add the pieces that we were presenting and try to come up with a big picture that made the most sense to them. And I can say that actually, I can't think of anyone you're calling a crackpot type of person. You know, now when we split up because we had differences in opinion and we wanted to go in different directions. After that, what is interestingly, I am skeptical of some of the people Bill has interviewed. I believe he's skeptical of some of the people I've interviewed. So since that time, we've really had a parting of the ways, if you want to say that. So those interviews that came later, some of those people might be a little more, I don't know, you know, the vetting process might be different, and it depends kind of where you're going with it, because we also had sort of a different trajectory later on. But the way I look at it is no one person has the whole truth. And that every person will tell the truth to the best of their knowledge, and that's why we will bring them on as an interview. We're not interviewing people that are up there fabricating stuff as they go. Most of these people, you could call them programmed, but they fully believe their own story. Now, in some cases, some of those people not only are programmed, but they also are giving some disinfo, mixing disinfo in with the truth to stay alive. And that's where you will get Henry Deacon doing that from time to time. You will get, let's see, who else would do that? John Lear probably does that. Gordon Avell certainly did that under orders from the CIA. And Pete Peterson probably tried to obfuscate the truth to some degree. And there were times when he actually outright lied to the camera. But I kind of fleshed that situation out in a real obvious way, which is why he won't do another interview.
Right.
You know, so, if you'd like to pick a certain person and ask me specifically, we could do that. But generally speaking, I stand by the Camelot interviews. I think without exception, they contain vital bits of truth almost with every single one of them.
That's been my impression as well. And, you know, I'm glad to hear that you are open to some different reasons why. And I hate to use the word crackpot, I guess. That was a bad choice of words. That shows a lot of judgment, and I don't mean to be that way. But I'm glad that you do recognize that there might be reasons, whatever they may be, that somebody might be putting little bits and pieces of untruth mixed in with a lot of important truth. And ultimately, I'm with you 100%. I think that's the most important thing is for people to hear these bits of truth that they're not going to hear elsewhere. And I just, you and Bill over the years just done amazing work in providing that opportunity for people. And I couldn't find you guys for a while. I'm looking around and I'm seeing on Project Camelot and on Avalon that, you know, some of the stuff was like a couple years old was the latest stuff. And finally I found the Project Camelot portal and I'm like, oh, okay, well, this has got some fairly more recent stuff. But, I happen to be a web developer. So I'll just let you know that. And, you know, if you'd ever be interested in talking about improving some of the compilation of all that great stuff over the years and possibly adding some ability to keep updated on specific interviews as they get older and stuff, as new information rolls in, you know, I think that might be an angle we can help with. And we have a website.
You're welcome to write to me, write to Tommy, my webmaster. Our email addresses are on the site. And, we can always use help. So I've got Tommy and one other guy that are supposed to be working on compiling the video library. It's actually taken, 6 months or more to try to get that thing to even happen. If you go onto the front page of the site and click on the interviews, you'll see that if you go down that list, you'll see there's a beta version. That's the new version that Tommy was working on getting out the door. It's really hard for one person to do everything. Tommy does a great job, but we could use the help. Our situation is we just don't have money to pay people, and most people flake after, you know, a couple weeks.
Right. Well, that's exactly what we specialize in, actually. It's our website is startsbutton.com, like the start button on your Windows desktop. And I'll track you down and send you an email too. And we'd be glad to see what we can do. You know, no promises either way, but sure, it's like looks like you could use a lot of help, and I think you're worthy of it. And I really appreciate all your work.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm going to let go because I've got another person holding here. But thank you for calling.
Thank you, Carrie.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, that was a very kind offer, and hopefully we can take him up on it. Caller, you are area code 509, and you're on the air with Carrie Cassidy.
Hi, Carrie. I've been following your work for a few years now, and I find it very interesting and thought-provoking. Well, anyway, I live here in Spokane, Washington, and the weather's been very strange. I mean, we haven't had rain for almost 3 months, and that's really unusual for this area. And even the
I don't know if you can hear me. It looks like we've got commercial coming in. If you don't mind holding, we can get back to you.
Okay.
Thanks, Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio.
Do you experience anxiety on a daily basis? Do you struggle to complete tasks, feel nervous in social settings, or are you losing sleep because of anxiety, worry, or health concerns? Let me tell you about a breakthrough discovery that changed my life. My name is Kirsten, and anxiety plagued me daily. I listened to the wonderful testimonials about RNA drops and decided to use them myself, beginning gradually from just a few drops to the recommended dosage. I'm happy to report that I experienced a significant decrease of anxiety, and that was just the beginning. After you hear the incredible stories at GetMyRNA.com, you can get a free trial-sized bottle valued at $50. Just pay shipping and handling. Again, that's GetMyRNA.com for your free trial-sized bottle today. Nothing is as important as feeling good again. Supplies are limited, so visit GetMyRNA.com right now.
Or see our ad on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, RNA drops.
As many of you know, I promote my bullion business, Drockton Bullion, on a regular basis. I created Drockton Bullion to make sure that you were prepared for the economic collapse that will shortly befall not just the United States, but literally the entire globe. As you know, silver has increased in value almost 1,000% since 2000, and gold has gone up at least 600%. Dracton Bullion specializes in helping you find everything from 90% silver coins that were minted before 1964, 0.999% pure silver rounds, silver eagles, gold bars, gold coins, and everything else that you need for your bullion needs. But more importantly, you get me, Paul Drockton, to consult with, to talk with, to help you, to guide you through the purchasing process. Holy Drockton Bullion has made millions in sales, my friends. We know what we're doing, and we can help you.
The Ten Commandments. Here's my problem. Why are there ten? I think the list of commandments was deliberately and artificially inflated to get it up to ten. Here's what they did. About 5,000 years ago, a bunch of religious and political hustlers got together to try to figure out how to control people, how to keep them in line. They knew people were basically stupid and would believe anything they were told, so they announced that God had given them some commandments. Up on a mountain, when no one was around, God had given them the Ten Commandments. Why ten? Why not 9 or 11? I'll tell you why. Because 10 sounds official. They knew if it was 11, people wouldn't take it seriously. It's a political document artificially inflated to sell better. 10 is the basis for the decimal system. It's a decade at the top 10, the 10 most wanted, the 10 best dressed. So having 10 commandments was really a marketing decision.
Are chemtrail geoengineering programs changing our weather and destroying our environment? Why in the world are they spraying?
They want to create a storm in the southeast, then they'll start engineering out over the North Pacific. That's where the trailies will be.
Find out why critics are calling Why in the World Are They Spraying the most important film that is revolutionizing the environmental movement. Go to whyintheworldarethespraying.com for more information.
It's just going to get worse until the point where we're not going to be able to grow anything at all unless it's a Monsanto genetically modified abiotic stress resistant seed.
Why in the World Are They Spraying? New international version with languages available from around the world. Go to whyintheworldarethespraying.com for more information.
It's all about money, and weather is another form of commoditizing, a way the Central Command Group can commoditize another form of our life.
Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
My name is Sean David Morton, and in 2010, I was called into the offices of the most high-powered law firm in the world on an estate matter of the utmost importance. After signing contracts promising I'd never reveal the identity of the people involved, I inherited the journals of a man that had spent 40 years in and become director of the global shadow government. It was the Holy Grail with information on the Unified Field Theory, the Roswell Crash, the Philadelphia Experiment, the Sigma Treaty, Nazi Superscience, the Montauk Project, Area 51, the Dulce Mesa Wars, and treaties with extraterrestrial races and the back engineering of their hardware. But mostly, it had to do with the development of technology that would allow us to travel through time and fight a deadly alien threat that was only now on its way here to destroy our world. Read the book that I have risked my life to write. For the first time ever, read The Truth About It All. Sands of Time, the runaway bestseller by Sean David Morton, available in signed limited edition hardback only at StrangeUniverseRadio.com.
Read this book and never be the same.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics.
No taboo topics.
No fear of doom.
No fear of doom.
We are.
We are.
American Freedom Radio.
American Freedom Radio.
Our hero claims a warrior's heart.
Okay, this is Jerry Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and hey, it's just me, kids. Just me, and I'm the only one here, and all of you that are listening, and possibly we can get some more of you on the phone here. And let's see if the caller is still there. Area code 509, are you still with us?
Yes. As Hi. I was saying, we haven't had rain for 3 months, which is really unusual for this area. and the sun's been very bright. It doesn't look as it normally does. Well, anyway, last night I was listening to one of your guests, Brooks Agnew. He was on another radio program, and they were discussing 2012 and Planet X. And he touched on the fact that if Planet X is coming into our solar system, that it might have tugged on the Earth and tilted the axis. And I find that very fascinating, and I'm not really seeing anything on it, even on YouTube. And I was just thinking that would be something very interesting for one of your interviews. And I was wondering if you had any new information on that. And I'll take your answer offline. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, caller. And thanks for holding on through the break. Sorry that you were interrupted there. Interesting. Brooks Agnew is a great guy, and he's a lot of fun to talk to. I would like to have him back on my show again. He's always got new things going on, and his expedition, of course, to inner Earth is still charted to be in June of 2013. So, assuming all things are copacetic, I guess he is bound and determined to go with the Russians, helping to get him up there, I guess, and a whole team. And he's actually going to televise the expedition. That's the plan anyway. Now, of course, I have no doubt whatsoever there'll be interference. He is got also some CIA people that are trying to remote view the situation and hang in there with him, which may be a good thing or not. But of course, they had to get their hand in there. And understandably, I guess, if you want to say that there's Russians kind of working with an American to do this expedition, there's going to be some kind of, you might call it a frequency fence, in the way, quite possibly. So even if there is an opening to inner Earth, it will really depend on whether the ETs that are there want to admit this group, and highly likely they will not. So in which case they will either find an opening of some kind and just not be able to breach it, or not find it at all. And anything could happen. So he's a brave man, and I respect him. As far as Planet X or whatever might be incoming, you know, there's evidence in that regard. I don't know if you guys know that we did this memorial show. It was a last minute show at the death of Gordon Novell, and we did it with Paul Richard Price on Revolution Radio, as he happened to have a show right at that time that we woke up that morning and found out that Gordon had passed away through the night, rather unexpectedly. He was ill. He was in the hospital, but apparently he was supposedly doing better and then took a turn for the worse. I understand that people want me to talk about my precog dreams, and I'll be happy to do so. It looks like we don't have any other callers anyway. So, and I've got a question in here, too, a couple questions coming in. Travis Walton, I would be happy to interview. People want to know if I'd like to interview him. You know, he has spoken at the UFO Congress, and I am critical of the UFO Congress, I'm going to admit it, which I know isn't going to please John Rao if this gets back to him. But I have to say that they tread a very fine line between, you might call it, sort of disinfo and misleading the audience. And Travis Walton has a very fascinating story. I can tell that this man is still, I don't know, what do you want to call it, under the influence, sort of in a fear-based mindset. And as a consequence, he has a tremendous amount of stuff to still work out in that regard. I'd be happy to interview him. So if anyone knows Travis and he wants to be interviewed by me, I'm happy to do so. I am not going to sit around and be his normal interview, I can assure you of that. So he should be forewarned. But it can be very stimulating to be interviewed by me. And a lot of these people become incredibly good friends as a result of that, simply because I don't stand on ceremony, and I like to really get into the real truth and the nitty gritty, and as an intuitive, I have a very good sense of when I'm talking to somebody mind controlled, who's heavily mind controlled, and I can often break through that slightly, at least to get some truth out. I hear somebody wants me to write a book. I am writing a book. I'm trying to write a book. I have to say that I was really very hopeful that Camelot would be able to sort of fend for itself financially a little more at this time than it is. After 7 years of operation, we really are still having a very hard time of it. And that's very puzzling. It's a strange game out there right now. And I know a lot of people are having trouble, so we're certainly not alone in that. Let's see. Susan Lindauer, I think I offered her an interview. I don't know what happened to the situation, but happy to interview her for sure. CIA whistleblower. Let me see. My precog dreams. I'm trying to think of what all you'd like me to talk about the precog dreams I've had. I have a litany of dreams of the future that I started dreaming. Actually, if anyone knows my story, you know that I connected my chakras through meditation back in my 20s and had massive kundalini experiences and samadhi experiences since then, continue to have that. And I, as a result of that experience, I ended up having precog dreams. And I'm also, sometimes I'm clairaudient, sometimes I'm just plain psychic, and sometimes I just get, messages, intuitive stuff and whatnot. The precog dreams are kind of it's like in a filing cabinet in my head, and there's such a long group of them that what I do is I don't go out publishing, them or whatever. Maybe I'll put them into a book, but because I don't like to influence the future for people, in an unduly fashion, whatever. I feel a great amount of responsibility for saying something that, might or might not happen. I also feel that there's so many different timelines going on simultaneously, and people do not acknowledge this normally. I, for one, am very aware of multiple realities, even as I sit here, and I am very aware of existing on more than one reality simultaneously. So I don't want to presume what this collective reality will see in their future. On the other hand, sometimes it gets very close, and sometimes I get a number of what happens if I'm getting close to one of my precog dreams that I've had that's going to come true. What I get is a lot of deja vu type things. In other words, everything that happens will start to be familiar as if I've seen it in a movie screen. And sometimes I can even predict the next step because it's so familiar. It's very interesting. There is one thing that's happened recently that comes to mind. It's not a precog dream of mine. Actually, I don't know if he wants me to say this publicly, but what the hell. Maybe I'll just leave the person's name out. A person who is in the radio business, who's not known for his psychic ability by any means. He's just a regular guy, more or less. But everyone has psychic ability, so, nothing would be strange about it. But he dreamed that when we went to Egypt, my group went to Egypt, that some of the people were abducted and some of them were killed, and that he got a phone call from my webmaster, Tommy, telling him this. And this was his dream. So he's told us this, and actually Tommy's planning to be on the trip. So it's a little weird, because somebody's telling you a dream that could really be, first of all, the dark side having some fun and wanting to keep us out of Egypt, because we're really going there to hold the space at a time when it's crucial to do so, in my opinion. And I personally have had no precog dreams in that negative sense. I have had a dream of Egypt, and that dream is that we are going to have an incident like a, you know, an international incident that will probably happen. It may be a bombing in Israel, or it may be a bombing in on, you know, near the border with Egypt during the time that we're traveling. However, we're going to be fine, and we're going to be actually up on some kind of a higher plateau area observing this. So you know, when somebody tells you a negative dream, you really have to kind of work it out as to whether or not they've got something else going on in their life, et cetera, and classify it. They may not be dreaming for humanity. They may be dreaming only for themselves, and in which case their information is extremely self-referential, is how I would view it. So consequently, I have to say that I'm not going to be taking that dream too seriously. But on the other hand, I do understand that first of all, I'm going to tell people about it, which I've already done. But I'm going to tell the people who are going to be on the trip this before they go, and the speakers as well, so that everyone can kind of take themselves in hand and decide what they want to do in regard to that kind of a warning, if you will. I was talking to someone about this, and we were saying how Egypt is very connected with death and, of course, rebirth, because Egypt is, that's really what everything in Egypt is about, that. It's all about transitioning into the next world, so to speak, or you might call it reincarnation. Another person might call it ascension, depending on which direction you go, so to speak, up or down or repeating cycles, etc. So someone just is writing that they've asked Susan Lindauer about doing an interview, and she said she'd be delighted. Excellent. Well, that's fabulous. So great. You know, and we should, you know, if you can send me that person, if you don't mind sending me an email with her email address so I can be in direct touch with her, that would be great. Bob Dean, he is not in great health. It's possible sometime I could try to get him on my show again. He's kind of said a lot of what he intends to say. I have to say that he has a wife and he has children that are living. He is part of the Old Boys Network, but I guess in many ways he just has gone about as far as he can go. I don't know that he would be willing to come forward with anything more. So he's a lovely man, and he's really given his all to humanity during his lifetime. And we should respect that. And I know a lot of people have a great deal of sort of affection and love and affection for Bob. Let me see. Someone says I'm a clone. No, I'm not a clone, but I do understand that the what do they call him? The former White Hat, who, you know, is always doing stuff on his blog. He what did he say lately? He said that there was a whole planet full of Carrie clones, which I thought was really fun. I doubt it, but you know, whatever, you know, this guy wants to think, it's all good. I don't have a problem with the former White Hat. I actually get a kick out of his posts. I think people are, you know, crazy if they take him completely seriously, but I do think he seeds it with truth every once in a while. I, however, am not a clone. Does a clone know it's a clone? You know, that, yeah, do, let's say androids dream an electric sleep, or do they dream of sheep? You know, I have to say that I think most clones kind of would know eventually they're clones. But, you know, you can be deceived. I mean, I'm sure a clone could be mind controlled. In other words, layers of personality upon layers, that could happen. I simply am extremely self-realized, you know, to make a rather what some people might view as an egotistical statement. And I know exactly who I am and what I'm doing and what I'm doing here. So I am not a clone, and you know, I am here doing a service to humanity, and I'm probably not going to be returning after this time round, at least to this sector of the planet, on this level. But I came back because I really do want to see humanity progress. I simply am extremely dedicated to that notion. So I will continue to work in the way that I have been doing, and I take my job very seriously. Let me see. I'm trying to think, you know, because my dreams, like, they're not front and center so much unless certain things happen, trigger them, or to trigger my memory of them. I can say that I've have dreams of the future. One of the dreams, I think I've talked about this before, but I'll talk about it for what the hell. As people will know, I wrote on my blog recently about the Chinese sort of invasion dream that happened in Denver. That was really horrific. It was horrific because it seemed so real. And actually, I have to say that this does not mean that I will be there when this happens. It actually could mean that I was, you know, time traveling, and I was seeing it through the eyes of somebody who is there. But I can tell you that I'm not going to be happy about that. I love Jim Morrison and the Doors. Okay, we'll be right back.
Are chemtrail geoengineering programs changing our weather and destroying our environment? Why in the world are they spraying?
They want to create a storm in the southeast, then they'll start engineering out over the North Pacific. That's where the trailies will be.
Find out why critics are calling Why in the World Are They Spraying the most important film that is revolutionizing the environmental movement. Go to whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com for more information.
It's just going to get worse until the point where we're not going to be able to grow anything at all unless it's a Monsanto genetically modified abiotic stress resistant seed.
Why in the World Are They Spraying? New international version with languages available from around the world. Go to whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com for more information.
It's all about money, and weather is another form of commoditizing, a way the Central Command Group can commoditize another form of our life.
Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
Are you completely fed up with being dependent on those fat cat electricity monopolies that raise your rates again and again? Are you terrified about how you'll keep your home and family safe when a power crisis happens? 123/power.com has set up a free video presentation that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they are, incompetent lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy, others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. The video at 123/power.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret to slash your power bill and beat the electricity monopoly for good. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123/power.com and discover one weird trick to cut your power bill and protect your home. Easy to remember, 123/power.com. Go watch the video now before they shut it down. Again, that's 123/power.com.
You, as a free, beautiful, independent human being with inalienable rights, own yourself. As a result, you can do what you want with your own body and own the product of your labor. The implication is that it is morally wrong to initiate force against someone else or their property, because to do so is to violate their rights. Therefore, all human interactions should be free of force, fraud, and coercion, and people should be free to exercise their rights, limited only by respect for the rights of others. When you learned don't hit and don't steal, it wasn't unless you work for the government. When you learned thou shalt not kill, it wasn't unless your dear leader gives you a gun and a uniform and a one-way ticket to the other side of the world. Government is force, an opinion with a gun. And force is a poor substitute for persuasion. Governments frighten us into thinking we need them. But with knowledge, philosophy, and technology, we are empowering ourselves and each other to have the courage to move past the paradigm of statism and restrain government to only moral uses of force, at least until we replace it with the cooperative free market solutions that will soon render it obsolete.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them. Your life as it has been is over.
Don't miss the Middle Chamber of Prayer X on AFR. Listen to the Paradigm Shift Saturday night, 8 p.m. Central.
And we are, with Carrie this evening, myself. Let's see, where was I right before the break happened? I think I was about to talk about this precog thing. So as I was saying, the one about the Chinese is a recent one. I have had another dream that has some similarities because it was happening in an underground area of Colorado, I believe. And it is in the future, but it may not be that far in the future at this point. And I have no idea if it's on this timeline. So that, with that caveat, I will tell you what I saw. And what it was I'm in an underground base with a group of what appears to be a breakoff group from the United States government that are sort of patriots. And but it's a military group, and they are the western half of the United States, or in charge of the western half of the United States, sort of. And they are they've gone against the government, so there's been civil war, and they are in the process of bombing Hawaii. And the reason they're bombing Hawaii is because there's an underground base of gray ETs, under Hawaii, and I am upset because they're going to bomb Hawaii. I know the real reason they're bombing it, and I do understand it, but nonetheless, it's kind of like getting rid of an infestation. And this particular group of grays being service to self, and this is what's going on in the future. Interestingly enough, they are not necessarily telling the other people. The troops and so on are not completely cognizant of the ET side of it. Even then, that was part of my dream. So anyway, that was really interesting. What it told me is there definitely is going to be civil war in the United States. Now, this is on a timeline. That doesn't mean it's going to be this timeline, although it's possible. At this time, I just don't know whether we're following that timeline or not. It's certainly, there seems to be some evidence of that, and sometimes I wonder how much longer this whole thing will hold together, as I've actually written in my blog. So that was one precog thing that I've had of the future. I've had some very, very Planet X-ish dreams, if you will, where there has been major Earth changes. I've had dreams of, for example, San Francisco Bay Area. I have seen the Bay churning as if you took a spoon and stirred it, that kind of churning. And I have also seen the bridges falling into the water, the Bay Bridge specifically. And I have seen, that was one dream. Another dream is in the San Francisco Bay Area again, in which I am sort of viewing it from a distance away. So I know that I'm not involved in this, but what it is that the people there are going to be given like something like a 48-hour notice before they're going to be inundated by water. And those, you know, the little hills around San Francisco that are famous with the little houses, all of those hills are going to be surrounded by water, some submerged. And I guess if you had a higher hill, maybe not the very top. But at any rate, those people are going to be given no notice whatsoever to leave their homes and evacuate California. That was another precog dream of the future. Let me see. I had another dream in which there's martial law. I've been on one of those, those Humvee type things. I've been riding in a Humvee with a guy, and we're up on a cliff probably in Southern California, looking down on the beach, and we're looking at troops walking along the beach. They are marching along the beach. They're American troops, and there's all kinds of stuff militarily going on, and we're just watching this go on, and we're kind of up on a high level, like a cliff kind of thing, overlooking it. So again, that was a dream that told me there would definitely be martial law at some point in the LA area. Now, this again could be a future timeline, or not this timeline. At any rate, I don't know. I would say it might. I have a feeling that particular dream is this timeline. I can't tell you why I think that. I feel that pretty strongly. I know a lot of people have hearts and flowers about the future. I think eventually there will be a beautiful golden age, and I am sure humanity is going to, really actualize their incredible abilities and potentialities at some point very soon. In fact, I think it's happening now as we speak. I know it's happened to me, and it continues to happen to me, and I can only see that mirrored in the people I meet. I'm just waiting. I think it's going to be very exciting to watch the awakening happening. And I think it is happening. And I think that is going to save us. And that is going to change the energetics of humanity, the trajectory of humanity, and also planet Earth. What will happen to the Earth in that whole process? So, contrary to what people may think, I am actually very positive about the future. In fact, I know, for example, well, Bill Ryan is, he's down in Ecuador, and I guess he's preparing for the worst. Although he has a positive view of humanity eventually, I believe, as well. He certainly believes much more in, that we're into for some dire circumstances. And at this point, I mean, we're at like, 20, this is October 2012. I mean, this is actually the month when all kinds of shit is supposed to hit the fan, so to speak. It's interesting. What do we have? Today's the 10th of October. Pretty mellow at the moment, although behind the scenes I know a lot of craziness is going on. But we're still not seeing a whole lot overt stuff. Certainly the ships off the coast of San Francisco, that story was enough to get me a fair number of threats. And apparently there is something going on with that. And if you didn't know the background or don't know much about all of that, then I encourage you to listen to our recent live broadcast with Jay Widener, David Griffin, and Douglas Dietrich and myself, where we discuss all kinds of things to do with the Fukushima situation, the possible war in the Pacific with some beings, reptilian beings from Mu that have undersea bases there, That was what Gordon Duff wrote about in his Veterans Day article. He didn't name them as such, although I think he might have called them reptilians. I'm not sure. He did say there was a UFO war going on, which you know, it doesn't really matter whether those particular ships are involved in the war or not. The war has been going on for quite some time, so it's true regardless of whether you put it in the time-space continuum as being something that happened last week, so to speak. This thing is ongoing. The golf course situation is a part of that, and David Griffin has done some fabulous research in regard to this nano-black gold or oil that that is self-aware and orchestrated by an AI connection to an off-world civilization, according to Alex. Don't remember his last name, but he's the one who wrote Co-Evolution. Anyway, he said that there was an off-world group that was activating that oil, and that it's actually what it does is eat stuff. And I actually think that is why they kept people away from the Gulf area. I was told by a whistleblower this information behind the scenes, and I did publish some of that on my blog at the time. This is before David Griffin got some of this information that he published, which is excellent information, I think, in regard to all of that. And then there's also the Falklands War that has, and the death of the Marconi scientists. All of that plays into that scenario in the Atlantic. So you've got sort of a microbial nano civilization being activated by some off-world ETs using kind of an AI process or connection, and that's definitely got dire consequences for humanity. But I think that the core exit was probably supposed to kill it, and maybe does have an adverse effect on this thing, whatever you want to call it, this emergence, this consciousness emergence. And the Marconi scientists, I'm thinking they were infected by it, quite possibly, and so they had to kill him. They certainly died in the most extraordinary circumstances of mind control, where they, you know, killed themselves under, you know, their most ridiculous scenarios. So that's one part of that. And again, listen to the live broadcast that we did just last week, I think it was. And Anthony Sanchez was taken ill suddenly. He was supposed to come in on and talk about the satellite grid, nanosatellite grid, and of course he couldn't come on the show. I'm now going to reschedule and try to do another one with him and bring the same guys back if we can and go down this road even further. So we're not going to give up on this, but I have to let you know that the fact that Anthony couldn't attend suddenly is just testimony to how important these kinds of things are. They wouldn't be interfering with us if they didn't think we had something worthwhile to say. And I just did a radio interview with on this guy named two people, Shane Worsley and Enid. And I don't have her last name, but I think I wrote about it on my blog. And now I've got all these people holding, so I'm going to try to get to you guys. I just did a radio show with them, and my Skype was, they said it was the worst interference they've had yet on with any guest. It was just unbelievable. And normally my Skype works very well. Even on my own show, it works well. But they didn't want to hear me and what I had to say in answer to these questions, I guess. So that's just what's going on. You can take it for what it's worth. Area code 780, you're on the air with Carrie Cassidy.
Hello, Carrie. This is Shababa from Edmonton, Alberta.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm referring to a comment you made in one of your shows. You said something like, just a minute, I'm trying to remember the name. They may be blocking me. It will come to me later. I was wondering what you were referring to there.
Huh.
Do you remember that at all or no?
Yeah, I do. Oh, God. Okay,
so
I'll tell you. Yes, hold on one second.
Mind control, I know that.
No, No, they're trying to block it again. It is Menwith Hill. Okay, and this is the British base that has a lot of satellite dishes. It's in the center of England, and actually Bill and I have actually driven around there. We got pulled over by a cop, by one of their cops, for doing that, and we just pretended to be tourists. But, of course, we probably didn't, you know, deceive them. They had probably a bio on each of us, and, you know. But he, at the time, he had his mother in the car, so we sort of played it cool. And we weren't going to do anything. I mean, there's nothing to do. The place is heavily guarded with fences and all the nonsense. So I don't even know why they pulled us over, but they just probably wanted to mess with us. It's called Menwith Hill. Yep. How's okay. that for me?
That's good. I just had one other question or a comment. I've been listening for about 4 years or so. And I've had to do a major battle just to get clear within myself to be able to hear the shows. And I was wondering if anybody else or if you've heard about anything like that. In other words, I've been dealing with kind of like a mind control. Might sound like a bit of paranoia, but I don't think so. Where I've had to actually clear my mind, even tonight, to really, really focus on listening and keep myself balanced so I actually hear what you're saying at a very deep level. And it's kind of a focusing thing. And I'm just wondering, have you heard anything like that where there could be a mind control out there that's causing this interference?
Yeah, they'll do that. I mean, that is in exactly what they do. In fact, I was sort of just talking about that in terms of interference with Skype. And, I mean, they do the electronic interference. They'll send out, you know, waves of energy that will interfere with your mind, et cetera, especially if you're prone to that.
You can
withstand it. You absolutely can. If you have the determination and sort of the physical stamina, you can withstand any of this stuff. Thank you for continuing to sort of weather the storm. There is a storm, sort of an electromagnetic storm out there. You could really visualize what it looks like. I can guarantee you that it would look like static, you know, visible static in the skies constantly. In other words, all around us, there's an electromagnetic sheeting, if you will. It's like a storm. And it does come in waves, in a sense, so you can get more moments of clarity within the whole storm, just like in a rainstorm. Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
As many of you know, I promote my bullion business, Drockton Bullion, on a regular basis. I created Drockton Bullion to make sure that you were prepared for the economic collapse that will shortly befall not just the United States, but literally the entire globe. As you know, silver has increased in value almost 1,000% since 2000, and gold has gone up at least 600%. Drockton Bullion specializes in helping you find everything from 90% silver coins that were minted before 1964, 0.999% pure silver rounds, silver eagles, gold bars, gold coins, and everything else that you need for your bullion needs. But more importantly, you get me, Paul Drockton, to consult with, to talk with, to help you, to guide you through the purchasing process. Drockton Bullion has made millions in sales, my friends. We know what we're doing, and we can help you.
Could it all be a bad dream or a nightmare? Based on preposterous notions and on ideas whose time should never have come, preventive war is used as a road to peace. Tolerance delivered by government guns. An empire replacing the republic. Slavery sold as liberty. Socialism to save capitalism. A government out of control. Unrestrained by the Constitution, the rule of law, or morality. Money does not grow on trees, nor does prosperity come from a government printing press or escalating deficit. A central bank that deliberately destroys the value of the currency in secrecy, without restraint, cheered on by the pseudo-capitalists of Wall Street, the military-industrial complex. The good news is the reversal is achievable through peaceful and intellectual means, and fortunately, the number of those who care are growing exponentially.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Warning. Warning.
American.
Warning.
American Freedom Radio
is habit forming. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Hi, everybody. I'm Christopher Green. Make sure to tune in to Green Wave Radio every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central on American Freedom Radio. Hard hitting and in your face, America.
Been happy lately, thinking about good things to come, and I believe.
Yeah, why the breaks are coming so suddenly out of nowhere like that, but they just are. So I don't hear any sort of music that introduces a break or any of that stuff this time round. It's kind of odd. Area code 780, you are on the air with Carrie Cassidy.
Hello, Carrie, again. I just wanted to thank you, and it's been a while since I saw you at Awaken Aware in San Francisco, not San Francisco, Los Angeles. So it was nice to talk to you, and I appreciate you for the strength and the of your spirit and everything that you're doing. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Care. All right. Well, we have another caller, so let me see what they have to say. Area code 336, you're on the air with Carrie Cassidy.
Hello, Carrie.
Hello.
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Who are you?
My name's Ray from Lexington, North Carolina. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing good. I've been following your work since you and Bill started, and I'm a big fan.
Okay, glad to hear it.
Do you ever take in consideration this great body of work that you and Bill have put together, that it really resembles a lot of stuff that's in the Bible, only with a different spin to it?
Well, I guess you'd have to elaborate on that comment a little.
Well, a lot of the things that's in the Bible, like the Nephilim and you know, giants and stuff like that, and a lot of the things that we're seeing in the skies as far as UFOs, stuff like that, it's a lot of those things are in Bible prophecy.
Yeah, that's true. Well,
okay.
why, not? I mean, if there's any truth in the Bible, at least they picked up on some of that stuff.
Well, you know, I believe the Bible that we read, like the King James Version, has probably been a lot of the passages has been tampered with through the years. But, yep. You know, a lot of the stuff, the original Hebrew writings, you know, the scriptures, is, you know, is a lot of the things we're seeing right now is in the Bible.
I appreciate that. And that's true. You know, I have to say that I have an innate distrust of a bunch of white men sitting together, rewriting history to the way they want it. So, I don't set a lot of store by the Bible, but I do appreciate that, you know, aspects of it can have truth in it.
Sure. Okay, well, I have one more question. Do you ever hear anything out of Dan Bruce anymore?
No. Interestingly enough, after I went on stage with Henry Deacon, who came forward to say he'd been on Mars, and his real name was Arthur Neumann. After Bob Dean spoke that at the Exopolitics conference in Barcelona, Dan and Marcy sent us a letter basically telling us that they were no longer our friends and that they were divorcing themselves from any dealings with us whatsoever, and that we should look out for our lives because MJ-12 was not going to be looking out for us either, in kind of a quasi-threat. And then they went on their website and started bad-mouthing Camelot, and this just happened in a turn of a dime. And it was kind of a bizarre set of circumstances and very suspicious as well. So, you know, we're not the kind of people that force ourselves on other people. We just, in fact, most of our witnesses come to us. We don't go to them. So that's just the nature of the way we set up Camelot. And it's actually held true to this day to be the best way to really operate, is when people ask us in, invite us to come, then we come and try to get the truth out, but we don't force our way in. So with Dan and Marcy, that's the saga there, and they work for MJ-12. MJ-12 has an agenda. There's a very dark side to that group. Part of the group is apparently fairly positive.
There are 10 minutes remaining in this conference.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, we've got some really weird dynamics going on. Thank you, AI, for telling us that. Anyway, so that's the story with that.
Okay, well, I was just curious. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and I guess I'll get off here so somebody else can have a turn.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and likewise. You take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, I gotta be careful here because I keep wanting to hang up the wrong end of the phone here. Not really used to doing open lines so often. So let's see. We've got another caller here. Area code 413. You're on the air with Carrie Cassidy.
Yay. Hey, Carrie. This is Amanda calling.
Hi there. Hi, Amanda.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, actually. I'm doing real good right now.
Well, I'm really excited to be actually talking to you without calling in some kind of dumb thing and just finally getting to say hi to you. And more than anything, like reading over your blogs lately, with you coming out and talking about where you are personally getting your information from, talking through your dreams, your waking life, drawing the connections, pulling the threads through all of this very interesting information. I just really appreciate it because as I go on myself, I have very similar dreams like you, and I feel very much like you, where I know exactly what I'm here to do, and I'm psyched to be doing it. And, you know, you come up against a lot of, like, people going, well, you're kind of odd because of that. And I don't know. I get excited, too, with the way that you're talking about your intention for going to Egypt. And why you're going there. And I think, like, what I want you to do, maybe for me tonight, is talk a little bit more about that intention. How do you place your focus on it? I'm the same way. I have some pretty heavy-duty political dreams. Some of them are kind of gross and gross me out, and some of them kind of hopeful, you know. But in any event, I'm kind of confronting some political heavies in my dream. And again, I'm glad to be doing it. But I guess, all right, so I was down in D.C. quite a bit over the summer, and I felt like, well, my intention with me being down there is to also, in my waking life, I should say, you know, spend the energy, whatever comes through with the meditation and stuff, and do what I need to do. I don't know. Now I feel like I sound like a crazy person. What I'm getting at is I know that you're going to Egypt with full-on intention. I try and live my life that way as well. And I guess what I want you to do for me tonight is talk a little bit about how you formulate that intention. And, you know, how do you collectively do that as well with the people that you're bringing? You know, what's the process with that? I'm kind of a lone wolf, and I think I want to build more of a community.
Sure. Well, I appreciate that. And thank you for, you know, sharing some of your own experience there. Well, I would say that I do a lot of listening. I know people will find that a little strange, maybe coming from me, but I do. I listen with more than just my ears. And so I kind of try to, I consider myself sort of a sensei, however you want to pronounce it. So I don't really worry about the intellectual end of it so much as, feeling my way on not in using the five senses, but using beyond the five senses to go any particular place in my life, in that way. And so what I will do is I will just go right up to the minute to where I get something very clear telling me, you know, no, go a different direction type of thing. And then I will follow that out if it seems to be well-intentioned and the right thing coming from the right angle. So, you know, I've already made clear to the people that I've invited on the trip that we're going to, you know, the Giza Plateau has had a lot of darkness on it. And I kind of feel like, you know, taking the bull by the horns, the 2012, you know, bull, whatever you want to call that. I believe in reading your fate head on, you know, sort of face to face, however you want to look at that. And I don't believe in hiding or running for shelter or any of that nonsense. It's just not my style. I appreciate that other people may do that. They may have children they want to protect or whatever it is. But I, you know, I'm in a sort of unique situation in this incarnation, and I can do that. I have full sort of control to be able to do that. And so I want to, you know, I want to go into the belly of the beast, so to speak, and hold the light during these trying times. And that was my plan. I invited specific speakers who.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get Jordan Maxwell. He might come, by the way. So we're trying to get him to come along. The show is wrapping up. The music is playing. I have to say goodnight. Thank you so much for coming on, caller Amanda.
Yes, thank you, and thanks for everything, and thanks for all your friends in chat. I've had a lot of fun in Camelot, so thank you.
You take care, and everyone else, thank you very much for listening this evening. I'm very sorry to disappoint as far as my guest, but perhaps we were able to entertain you and bring some thought-provoking things to the fore, and certainly you got a chance to talk to me, and I enjoyed it. So have a great night, and we'll see you on Friday night. Hopefully I can make my broadcast in spite of the fact that I'm going to be in Reno, or maybe because of it. Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and you guys take care.
Are chemtrail geoengineering programs changing our weather and destroying our environment? Why in the world are they spraying?
They want to create a storm in the southeast, then they'll start engineering out over the North Pacific. That's where the trailies will be.
Find out why critics are calling Why in the World Are They Spraying the most important film that is revolutionizing the environmental movement. Go to whyintheworldarethespraying.com for more information.
It's just going to get worse until the point where we're not going to be able to grow anything at all unless it's a Monsanto genetically modified abiotic stress resistant seed.
Why in the World Are They Spraying? New international version with languages available from around the world. Go to whyintheworldarethespraying.com for more information.
It's all about money, and weather is another form of commoditizing, a way the Central Command Group can commoditize another form of our life.
Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
Do you experience anxiety on a daily basis? Do you struggle to complete tasks, feel nervous in social settings, or are you losing sleep because of anxiety, worry, or health concerns? Let me tell you about a breakthrough discovery that changed my life. My name is Kirsten, and anxiety plagued me daily. I listened to the wonderful testimonials about RNA drops and decided to use them myself, beginning gradually from just a few drops to the recommended dosage. I'm happy to report that I experienced a significant decrease of anxiety, and that was just the beginning. After you hear the incredible stories at GetMyRNA.com, you can get a free trial-sized bottle valued at $50. Just pay shipping and handling. Again, that's GetMyRNA.com for your free trial-sized bottle today. Nothing is as important as feeling good again. Supplies are limited, so visit GetMyRNA.com right now.
Or see our ad on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. RNA drops.
Are you completely fed up with being dependent on those fat cat electricity monopolies that raise your rates again and again? Are you terrified about how you'll keep your home and family safe when a power crisis happens? 123/power.com has set up a free video presentation that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they are, incompetent lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. The video at 123/power.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret to slash your power bill and beat the electricity monopoly for good. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123/power.com and discover one weird trick to cut your power bill and protect your home. Easy to remember, 123/power.com. Go watch the video now before they shut it down. Again, that's 123/power.com.
Assassination. You know what's interesting about assassination? Well, not only does it change those popularity polls in a big hurry, but it's also interesting to notice who it is we assassinate. You ever notice who it is? Stop to think of who it is we kill. It's always people who've told us to live together in harmony and try to love one another. Jesus, Gandhi, Lincoln, John Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy, Martin Luther King, Medgar Evers, Malcolm X, John Lennon. They all said, try to live together peacefully. Bam! Right in the head. Apparently, we're not ready for that. Yeah, that's difficult behavior for us. We're too busy thinking around, sitting around trying to think up ways to kill each other. Here's one we came up with. It's efficient, too. Genocide. You know? Killing large numbers of people simply because they don't look like you, they don't talk like you, and they don't have the same kind of hats you do. You ever notice that anytime you see two groups of people who really hate each other, chances are good they're wearing different kind of hats. Keep an eye on that. It might be important.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly. Within days, the episodes became less frequent, and by a month, they completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics,
no taboo topics,
no fear of doom,
no fear of doom.
We are
American Freedom Radio,
American Freedom Radio.